On Wednesday, the New York Educational Reform Commission released its action plan for revamping a school system that claims the highest amount of state education funding in the country while having an extremely poor graduation rate. Among other things, the plan calls for longer school days, consolidating school districts, and turning some schools into community centers. Karen Scharf, Executive Director of Citizen Action of New York, says the highlight of the plan is its call for full-day state-funded pre-kindergarten in the state's poorest school districts.
Which we're very excited about because we've been strong proponents of quality early childhood education. We've had a statewide campaign for a few years now called Ready for Kindergarten, Ready for College, which has really focused on this issue of needing good, high-quality early education in New York State, which we do have some of, but not enough opportunity for enough kids to be in high-quality early education programs, both at younger children as well as pre-K. And so this proposal to begin a full-day pre-K program in New York, I think, is a very exciting initiative that can help us really start to get the highest needs kids on a better track toward being ready for kindergarten. And that, in and of itself, will go very far toward closing a lot of the achievement gap that we see in the higher grades.
And this would also call for the expansion of vocational training as an alternative to college-tracked high school education. How would this affect the educational outlook in New York State?
I think, in general, the approach of having different good options for different students is a very solid approach. Not every student wants to pursue the same things in their life. Not every student benefits by the same type of classroom environment. And so I think the approach to take strategies that have been successful and make them available to as many students as possible is, in general, a good approach. Some of these things, like full-day pre-K, every student should have, and other things are things that are good options to have for students. And just like some students may have a strong interest in agricultural programs, some students may have a strong interest in other kinds of tech programs, it's good to have those options available as long as they're implemented in a way that leaves a full range of options available to students.
Can the approaches that have been outlined in these recommendations actually cut down on New York State's dropout rate, which seems to be really high considering the amount of money that New York State spends on education every year?
In order to reduce the dropout rates, a number of different things are needed all at once. And a number of the things in the report, would like high-quality pre-K, extended learning time, in particular those two things, will be important contributions to reducing dropout rates, alternatives for students who want more of a tech-oriented program. Those are all things that can help reduce dropout rates and increase graduation rates. And I think especially the concentration of proven programs and of resources in high-need school districts, which is where the high dropout rates are, is very important. And what's one of the things that needs to be thought about as we're looking at improving education in New York State is that we have a very diverse educational system. We have some school districts and some schools where there's virtually 100% graduation rate, and other schools where, as the commission notes, the graduation rate can be below 50%, and especially for students of color and for male students of color, even lower. And so the resources and these initiatives really need to be focused in those districts where students are not being prepared and are not having the opportunities to graduate from high school.
Well, the disparate performance of school districts around the state was part of the impetus behind the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit that was successful, and yet the settlement of that lawsuit has not been fulfilled. Is this part of the reason that these inequities continue to be such a persistent problem in New York State?
Yes, it is. I mean, we really need to have our poorest districts have adequate resources to provide a high-quality education to every student. And I think part of what the commission notes in its report and part of what really is universally agreed is that the highest need students need the largest amount of resources to have an opportunity for success. And so it's going to be very important as we look toward implementation of the commission's recommendations that the resources, you know, as they recommend, get concentrated in the highest need school districts and are concentrated on providing students with the underlying services and resources and academic programs that provide that opportunity to get a high-quality education, to graduate, and to go on to college or a career. I think the commission's approach of looking from the perspective of what's going to make all of our students college and career ready is a lot how we at Citizen Action and Alliance for Quality Education have looked at it. We want to see an educational system that's looking at preparing every student to be college or career ready by the time they graduate and allows every student to have a program that gets them to graduation. And that's where some of these very specific initiatives like the full-day pre-K or extended learning time really go a long way toward creating a school environment where every child can graduate and can succeed.
What would be the cost of implementing the recommendations, and does the commission take into account the fact that the state has so far failed to fulfill its obligation under the CFE settlement?
This is an interim report, and they're doing a full report later in the year. And they've said that they are going to be looking at some of the questions of funding in their full report. So that bigger set of questions around school funding is to be addressed later. Their interim report, I think, does a good job of looking at some of the very specific programs that can begin to address the unmet needs.
And considering the state's fiscal outlook in general, is increased funding for education likely to be on the docket when the budget talks get underway in Albany this year? Because my understanding is that we're looking at a revenue shortfall, especially considering the after effects of Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, the budget picture is very unknown at this point. We need to see what's going to happen with the federal Sandy aid. There's a lot of other factors that we'll have a better picture of more toward the end of the month and when the governor puts out the executive budget. So it's hard to know exactly what our budget framework is right now. I do think that a number of the commission's initiatives can begin to be implemented in targeted districts at a smaller scale as a way of beginning to meet the unmet needs, but also to test out programs and test out initiatives before going full scale. And that will mean that the cost won't be as high on some of these initiatives as it might be if they were going statewide at the very beginning. And they've made a point of really wanting to direct these initiatives to the highest need students in the highest need districts.
Karen Scharf is Executive Director of Citizen Action of New York.